I think it's a great opportunity for the county. Hoping that it brings the type of revenue that we're the basic numbers are coming up to. I would really like to expand it. We're going to meet next month, and I asked the board to bring some ideas to maybe make some changes to the original ordinance. But at least the ordinance is passed, and now we just got to move forward and kind of cross the T's and dot the I's.
What are, I guess, some of the initial bullet points to the kind of boilerplate ordinance that has been presented? Is there anything you can elaborate or enumerate on there?
Well, basically, we are going to do a one-route type of ordinance where we're not hampering all the roads in the county by placarding them down to 35 miles an hour. The one route will join most of the townships in the area. There'll be a basic fee to be allowed to drive on that route, and we're hoping that it brings the townships together, really, and helps everybody create a kind of a together, the whole county, bring the whole county together type thing.
And the starting point is $50 for maybe what you call it, a county sticker or a county license. I know there's probably some wiggle room on that, but I think probably the indirect benefit you're really looking at too from people coming in and spending their money in the county.
Absolutely. I mean, the initial impact of the $50 is obviously going to be, you know, nice to have in our coffers, but we also want to see the service stations, the restaurants, drinking establishments. Once we get past this whole coronavirus thing, things will start opening up at 100%, and we want to see, that impact across the county to, like I said, every municipality, every township.